What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. What's up? Let's talk about buying a home. Buying a home can be one of the greatest things in the entire world. I love house projects. I love having my backyard. I love everything about home ownership, almost everything. But it can be a little bit misleading. So I wanted to share these five tips to help you kind of prepare for the home buying process. Tip number one, make sure that you save at least 10% down. Yes, you can get into certain programs where it's like 5% or 3% down. But a good rule of thumb is 10 to 20% down. And we'll talk about why that's the case in just a little bit as well. Tip number two, be careful about going over your budget. So it is so dang easy to get caught up into the home buying process where you find a home and you get so emotional and you get so wrapped up into making this your version of your perfect life that you can easily be swayed to going over your budget. So remember that budget that you set when you were being emotional or not emotional and a very rational person. Stick to that amount because that's what you feel truly comfortable with. Don't stretch the budget for your home. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. It'll really restrict the quality of life later. And if you're considering a house payment that is more than what you're paying right now, just pretend like you already have that payment and see how it feels. Is it okay for your budget? Is it a little steep? Do you feel broke every month or are you doing okay? That will help you determine that really, really quickly. Tip number three, don't buy because you think it's a good investment. I hear this all the time. And guys, a house is not an investment, at least not your primary home. If you are buying for investing, that's a very, very different conversation. Buying for investments where maybe you are going to flip the house, you're going to rent it immediately, totally makes sense. Buying a home so that you can live in it, not necessarily an investment. I know the arguments. I understand it. I've heard both sides and I don't have time to go into all the details here, but frankly, it's not an investment if it's for your personal residence. Tip number four, adjust your emergency fund to reflect your new house payment. So remember that 6 month emergency fund that you have, or maybe you're only at 1 month, whatever your situation is, no shame, but you need to adjust that now to include that additional house payment. So if your house bill, maybe you were paying $800 a month for rent and now your house payment will be $1,200, make sure you adjust your emergency fund to reflect the new costs. And don't forget about your utilities as well, because those are going to go up. So you've got to make sure that you've got enough covered there to cover all of your new expenses. Tip number five, this one's a really biggie, guys. Make sure that you're doing your homework on PMI. PMI is called private mortgage insurance. And basically what it is it's insurance for the bank or the financial institution to have a little bit of peace of mind because you didn't come to the table with enough of a down payment. So if you don't put 20% down, they will usually force you to pay for PMI. Now, there's a few different ways that they charge PMI. Sometimes it will drop off after you pay. Basically, once the value of the loan is 80%, so you've essentially paid that 20% down officially on your principal, then it can drop off. However, that's not always the case. I have seen some loans where the PMI stays around for the duration of the loan. And it can be 1% to 3% of your house value. So think about that. If you're paying an extra $200, $300 a month just on private mortgage insurance because you didn't bring enough money to the table, that's a ton of money, you guys. And remember, I don't believe that a house is an investment. So if you're doing that plus additional PMI, man, that's going to really be pretty steep because that for most people is their retirement account. So just be careful of that. Do your homework when it comes to PMI. Make sure that you know what you're signing up for and do the homework. I can't say that enough. It's so important when it comes to buying homes that you stay very rational. You don't get caught up. You don't get emotional and you know exactly what you're signing up for. It's one of the biggest purchases of your life. So make sure that you're really understanding all the pros and all the cons and not being an emotional investor. Thank you so much for listening in. If you like this episode, share it with somebody that you care about, and it would mean the world to me. Thank you so much, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.